The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This segment is brought to you by Carbach, live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Do you want to discuss the Carmelo Anthony thing?
Jong actually likes it.
From a standpoint of, I think he was so disinterested last year that you're going to get a better version of what you got.
It just seems like a bad basketball pairing.
I don't really think it's going to work, but bring him on for the minimum, what you're going to do. You wind up getting something out of it, great. And if you don't, well, okay. It's a minimum. Where are you on the trade for a closer thing, which seemed to be the big topic of the week?
More interesting to me is the Astros going after Jose Abreu. I mean, that's an upgrade. And then it lets you move Gurriel into sort of a super utility role.
Texter brought that up. Can't we just reduce our rotation in the playoffs and use Morton McCullers as closers? I don't think you'll use both, but you'll use one of them. I'm okay with that. I think if you use one of those guys as a late inning guy in the playoffs, you've got enough starting pitchers.
Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. 713-780, ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975, at MK Pallet. And you can also check out our man Eric on live stream. Just go to ESPN975.com, click on Watch Us on Live Stream, and you can watch us on live stream. That's simple. So for once, I brought the beer. How about that? Eric always brings us beer, and I said, you know what, I'm going to do it this
Fred, time. I kept, as I was walking in, I was like, man, I'm forgetting something. Just something isn't right about this routine. So thanks for bringing these down.
Yeah, well, I knew you guys would appreciate it. And this, I really like this brewery, and it's a little brewery in Swift Current, Saskatchewan. And I tried a few of the other ones. There's one in Regina now. Their beer was pretty good. There's one in Saskatoon. But this is still my favorite. And so I brought you my favorite of theirs of all time is the Milk Stout, which I have one of those.
Mm-hmm.
I brought the IPA, which you know I won't care for, so you guys can have that. And I brought the Pseudo Lager, which is my other favorite beer of theirs.
You can only have one favorite. You sound like my son, who's got four best friends.
Well, yeah, it depends. It's just like, you know, it's like wives. One of them's a favorite one day, the other one's a favorite the next. But the one thing that I'm really proud that I was able to get is when we were looking at this a couple weeks ago, they had this collaboration beer. And when I went to the brewery, they had two left in there, and I figured they had a bunch in the back, so I didn't really ask. And a guy went and grabbed one. So I went and grabbed the other one and said, hey, do you have any more of these in the back? I'd like to take a couple home. Like, no, that's the last one. It's the very last one they had. And I'm pretty sure there's not too many people in the United States that have had a chance to try this beer.
So I guess not.
Because they don't. It's hard enough to get it to back to the States, which I managed to do. But so I brought it for you guys.
It's good. It's really good, man. Nice kind of honey notes. It's like a almost like a Belgian triple, although they're calling it a Golden Strong, Belgian Golden Strong. It's good. Yeah, nice kind of sweetness, honey notes, a little bit of kind of citrus hop character. Very slight, though. Even has a slight little kind of funk to it, maybe. Like a little bit of Brett, but it's good. What do you think of it, Fred?
I like it. It's see, that's why I like having you here to describe it, because all the things you talk about, it's like, oh, yeah, that's what it is. Because I'm not the genius you are when it comes to this. I can taste it and say, okay, I can kind of taste that. But you just, like, nail all of it right like that. It's pretty cool.
That's tasty.
He is a professional.
Yeah, he is. I mean, it is kind of his job, you know.
But I can just say, like, oh, that's good, or that's not so good.
Get it out my mouth.
Yeah. That's about my level of expertise. I'm like, oh, this tastes good. This doesn't taste good. That's how I like to roll.
So what's new at Carbach? What are you guys doing new there?
You know, kind of dog days of summer right now. I mean, would you want to be out in the beer garden right now?
No.
Yeah.
It's miserable out
me
there.
Either.
You guys have those fans that blow mist on people?
Yeah, but then you're just like making it humid, like more humid, you know. And but we do have cool fans. Actually, they're the fans. They don't blow the mist, but they it's like an evaporative cooler. So it's almost like whatever just kicked on here. It feels kind of like
called
that.
An air conditioner.
Okay, I know, but this is like an outside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like those big fans they have on the side of like college games in September.
Okay,
the players are all huddled around those to stay cool. We got some of those, but yeah, we're actually doing some pretty big renovations in the beer garden. We're in preparation for Carb Oktoberfest coming up in mid-September. I know that seems like it's a long way off, but
you guys are doing Carb Oktoberfest in September.
That's what. So the real Oktoberfest in Germany start. It's a 16-day deal, and they work it backwards from the first Sunday in October. That's when it starts. I honestly don't. I should know the answer to this question.
Yeah, you really should. You're a professional.
I need to research that. I'll come back to you because next time when I come in and I bring beer again, I'll probably bring some of the Carb Oktoberfest, even though it'll be August.
Okay.
Yeah, not just 1 month removed, but a full 2 months removed.
But I have to do that now because everybody's releasing.
Everybody comes out with them so early. Yeah.
I said I was going to bring Atrial, and I totally forgot that you were coming in today.
So maybe we'll do that next time, too?
Yeah.
See, there you go. Just going to be all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
What kind of renovations are we talking?
A lot of landscaping. We're greening it up a little bit, trying to get rid of some of that concrete. We're putting in some cabanas. I'm still kind of curious to see what that actually looks like, but they're like private things for like 20 people. Hopefully people don't do like, you know, what happened in the traffic jam there. I'm sure somebody's going to try.
So you're fancying up the area, you would say.
Fancying it up, man.
Because usually I think of the beer garden as like a not fancy place. Like, that's a place where you can, like, bring your dog and, you know, you can spit on the ground if you need to. It seems like a place where boys can be boys. But if you're, like, you know, I got private cabanas, then suddenly it's like...
No. This isn't going to be, like, you know, your favorite casino on the strip in Vegas or anything. I mean, it's still going to be, you know, urban beer garden. Don't worry about that.
All right.
You know, just... a little facelift, you know, a little, you know, it hasn't had any of that in years, you know. You got to take care. It's like you paint your house every so often, right?
Yeah.
Same kind of thing. Sprucing it up.
I've gotten two tweets in a row that I should make you aware of.
Oh, boy. This sounds like maybe somebody hazing. But
nope. Somebody's on the live stream.
Okay.
People see you there.
Okay.
What's your most commonly produced doppelganger? Like when people say...
I know where this is going. So it used to be back in the day, it was, brain fart. I want to say Hugh. The guy that was with Elizabeth Hurley. What was his name? Grant. Hugh Grant. Used to get that.
That's a good one.
Used to get kind of generically a Kennedy, whatever the heck that's supposed
era.
To mean. Era. Let's go out to the car, drink some beer.
Crash it into the river.
Oh, that movie just came out. That's right. But the recent one is obviously the Mayhem guy.
Yeah, we got back-to-back Mayhem tweets about you.
Yep. I
are you
it.
Accepting of that? Is that okay with you?
I mean, I think that guy has the potential to be... You know, I have a lot of people... Like Ellen DeGeneres. I remember seeing her...
Is she a doppelganger for you?
God, come on.
You guys have the same haircut.
Oh, shush. But she was in old U.S. West commercials. U.S. West is like the phone company like five iterations ago. That's where she started. And look at her now. So maybe the Mayhem guy, you know, he's doing the Allstate commercials and he's about to... You know, next thing we know, it'd be in a major motion picture.
I remember when he was on Law & Order Special Victims Unit. He was like a recurring character.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. Cassidy.
How old do you think the Mayhem actor is?
I'm going with, I'm going to go 44.
He was, remember he was also on Oz, and he was on Rescue Me. So he's been on in several different recurring roles on television. He is 54 years old. How old are you?
He is my doppelganger. I'm 54.
I'm just saying.
Oh, boom. There you go.
Ding, ding, ding.
I need to meet him. So what's his real name?
His name is Dean Winters.
Dean Winters. See? Yep. Oh, wow. Oh, man. All right. That's kind of become my goal for the next 6 months.
I was gonna say, Dean Winters. I will say this. You guys both look really young considering your age. And I think that's something. There's something to be said for that.
Is that his filmography?
Filmography.
He's done a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he was in 2016. He was the bartender in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: Out of the Shadows. So that's pretty good. He was also in John Wick. Were you aware of that, Fred?
What did he play in John Wick?
Avi. I don't know. I haven't seen John Wick, so I don't know.
I've seen it, but I don't remember him being... you know what? Now I do. Yeah, I remember him being in that.
Yeah.
So but then recurring role on Special Victims Unit is Cassidy.
There you go.
You know,
he's kind of scuzzy on that show, though, and unlikable.
Oh, he's a bad character.
Well, his character wasn't great.
Oh, boy.
Well, he was on... He's done the... you'll really appreciate this, Fred, because he was... Not only Brian Cassidy on Law and Order SVU, and he was in 17 episodes, he was also in an episode of Law and Order Criminal Intent. He played both sides of the Law and Order.
Well, two-thirds of it.
Two-thirds of it.
Yeah, Criminal Intent was the worst of the Law and Orders.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry. He's also been in CSI Miami.
Because they varied from the formula. There wasn't an order to it. It was just all law.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that show did not work.
Also, guess what he's going to be in?
Oh, coming up. Okay. A major motion picture?
No. American Gods.
Uh-huh.
Season two. Okay. I'll be watching for him.
Yep. He'll be there. Causing
mayhem.
Yeah.
I bet he makes more money from the commercials than all the rest of that combined.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure that's a well-paying gig.
Do you get recurring royalties from the commercial? No, that's just you just get paid and that's the deal, whatever.
He's probably paid to do three or four commercials and then it was such a success that when they're like, hey, we want to do more, he's like, okay, but
going to cost you this.
The rate's going up.
But then they get a bunch of money for those Law & Order reruns.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys. I read a story about the guys from Shawshank and how they're all still making tons of money because Shawshank is, you know, all the royalties from it because they show it all the time. By the way, John sent me a whole story about why Oktoberfest now starts in September.
Good job, John.
Are you going to read it during the break?
No.
Oh, me neither.
But, yeah,
I saw that.
What do you think of the pseudo-lager there?
I like it. I like how they call it pseudo-lager because it is kind of ale-like, but it is very light, very sessionable, kind of slight citrusy, lemony kind of hop character. Not bad for, what is this, 4.5%?
Yeah, that was the first beer of theirs I ever had. So,
question from Twitter. Are any of you planning on attending the Brewmasters International Beer Fest Labor Day weekend?
I probably will not be there because I will be coming back from Germany that weekend.
You'll send one of your
minions. We will definitely have a presence there.
Yeah, but not you.
I don't think I'm going to be there. I've been there pretty much every year but this year. So I like that event. It's a great event. Great time of year to be in Galveston. And they're kind of building on it every year. And it's fun. I recommend it.
All right, we'll be right back. You can hang around?
Sure.
All right. We'll be right back with the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This segment is brought to you by Carbach. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on the Blitz. Eric Warner in the house. The beer genius. I think that's what we're going to go with from now on.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, that's what your Twitter should be.
I've got bad news.
Uh-oh.
I just went back through Eric's tweets over the last 7 years.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. You found that one from 2011?
It gets ugly.
Oh, no.
It gets ugly.
I don't think I've retweeted some inappropriate things, but in terms of original content, I don't think there's one that really you could nail me on.
What about this one? Cream ale is by far the best style. Don't at me.
Huh?
I just made that.
You sure that's not the fake Eric Warner?
Yeah, see, I need to get that blue check mark, AJ.
Almost had you, huh?
You did for a second. Like, I was
did
like,
you really? Because
is it you, anybody?
Your palate changes over time. You never know. There may have been. You may have gone through a cream ale phase.
You know, 30 years ago, but not in the last 7 or 8 years. No. What do you think of this lager? Speaking of.
It's interesting.
Pseudo lager, sorry.
Yeah, lager, you know, lager is not my favorite style, but it's pretty easy drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the one that I got there first because it was great to sit there by the lake when it's really hot and drink.
There's like a wood flavored aftertaste to it that I'm kind of digging. Like, I like the end notes of it.
To me, it's kind of yeasty. It's like a yeasty, little slight yeasty finish, but it's got a nice amount of bitterness on the back end, but not, you know, over the top. Speaking of bitterness, should we try the IPA, AJ?
Yeah, of course.
Should we do that?
Yeah, that's just for you guys.
Pop that bad boy
you
over.
Don't want it. We'll John, give Jong some.
Yeah, John, you don't have a glass.
Yeah. John, man. You need to come get some of this, man.
Yeah.
Because you're never going to get it.
We're saving a little bit of all of this, John.
Is it lint?
No, it's not lint.
Oh, okay. I didn't think so.
Just come get a taste of it. And tell Tyler to bring a glass in, too, because he needs to get a piece of
this. Is Tyler still here?
He's coming. He might have left, and then he's going to come back for Patrick Creighton's show.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Well, yeah. Snooze, you lose. Yep.
Well, you snooze when Patrick Creighton's show starts up. I'm just kidding. I know Patrick Creighton's probably listening on the way in.
No, he's on the network.
Okay. So he didn't hear it.
The show's horrible. Horrible show.
He does a good job. It's just not my kind of show. It's all sports.
You want to know the truth? I've never heard 1 minute of the show that comes on after ours when he does it.
All right, I'll tell you exactly what it is. Carmelo Anthony is not a great fit for the Rockets.
He's really loud.
He is. That's pretty much what you'll get.
Almost obnoxiously loud.
Yeah, and so.
Well, we're kind of in that lull now, right? I mean, this
it's almost over, though. We're about to be in training camps.
Oh, it's about to get going hard, you know, baseball playoffs. But this is that kind of 2-3 week, you know, deal where there's not a lot going on.
But you know what that means? It's almost football season.
I actually am starting to get that initial twinge of excitement.
You're starting to catch that buzz?
Starting to catch it. I you know, every year I say, you know what, I'm not going to be as into it this year, you know, and I don't know. I just wonder about the sport, you know, the future of it with the all of it, you know, the shenanigans in the NFL, the Roger, you know, how it's being managed, the concussion stuff, whatever. Yeah. But I don't know. You know, I remember as
here's
a
another,
kid.
Here's another tweet from MK Pellet.
Uh-oh.
Quit kneeling. CTE's not real. Like, yeah, what is going on?
Sad.
Pathetic.
Sad. Hashtag MAGA. Here's 2014. I'm going to make Carbock hats that look just like Trump hats.
See, we were ahead. I was ahead of my
you're like
time.
You're like a Simpsons episode.
That's right. Man. Yeah, I don't have the hat on. But I tell you, that hat I get comments on left and right. It's amazing. And you can never. And sometimes I just get looks, you know, and you can't quite tell. Is it like somebody who's an admirer or somebody who's like, how dare you wear that? But I don't know.
Has anyone thrown anything at you?
No, I did get one kind of real nasty look when I had it on. But again, it's like from afar, because if you're up close and you can read it, you see it says Carbock.
Right.
But it's a Rockets hat. Come on.
Yeah. Give me a break, guys. Give me a break. So as we're, I would say the summer's coming to an end, but it's really not. What are the plans for the fall, which is, in my opinion, the most important time for beer drinking? Summer beer drinking is fun. Fall beer drinking is the best because it opens up a lot more style possibilities, and the weather's nicer. You can drink indoors or outdoors. I like that. And there's football. What do you guys got coming up in the next season, the next round of seasonals?
So, you know, obviously we got the Carb Oktoberfest. We talked about that. We've got the following up the OG Delusion. We've got the Hazy Delusion. So that'll be out in September. I know you're looking forward to that one, AJ. It's going to be good.
Oh, yes.
We are going to have all these BBHs coming out, the mole, the cinnamon horchata, and then the pilot system. Did our first brew last week.
And?
You know.
What was the test brew? What'd you guys do?
A little pilot batch of You'll Shoot Your Eye Out. Turned out pretty well.
You already know that's good. Like I'm
we're tweaking the recipe this year. It's a source of controversy in the brewery right now. The marketing people want to make it more accessible to a broader group of consumers. And me being the stodgy 54-year-old, I'm like, no. Tradition, we have always made the yours this way. We make it this way going forward forever.
This is only way.
Yeah. So we're having some heated debate. That's why I had this shirt on today, the You'll Shoot Your Eye Out. It's not just a Christmas in July thing. It's like, I'm like, we're having a big discussion about this tomorrow. And I'm like, guys, I'm getting you prepped. I'm coming in hot to lobby for old school Yule, but
well, that BBH cinnamon, you need to bring me some of those.
Oh, you Fred, you'll get. And the best thing we're doing about this now, we're putting in 12 ounce, so you can, I mean, we're professionals, the three of us, we can handle a 22 ounce bottle of those no problem.
Yeah,
but your average amateur drinker, it's a bit much.
Here's the problem for me personally.
Yep.
When it comes in a four pack and it's four different beers, I'm the guy who has to try them all at the same time.
Ah.
Yeah.
So when Prairie did the deconstructed bomb, and it was like there was a chili beer, a coffee beer, a cinnamon, or a chocolate beer, and a vanilla beer, I drank all four of them at once. And I like mixed and matched, and I was making like a science project with it. And then I felt really horrible the next day because that's...
I may not mix them and match them, but I will go through all four of them because I kind of feel like it's a moral imperative that I drink
all
four.
Well, this is like, so Bomb is a beer that's got, it's got coffee, vanilla, chocolate, and chilies. Like the regular beer has those four things. So Prairie did one where they took it apart and they made the base beer with just chocolate, just coffee, just vanilla, and just chilies. And so I was mixing and matching what would taste better if more of this, less of this. But yeah, a four pack of different BBHs, I'm probably going to drink that in one sitting.
Me too.
And it's probably not going to go that great for me the next day.
Not going to end well.
Invite some people over, especially we're having that beer come out.
Oh, Mr. I've Got Friends.
Yeah.
I've been here. You have friends. I know you have friends. I've seen it.
Few.
No, that was that. I've just purged all of mine. That was part of my moment of zen while I was stoned and sitting on the hill and looking at the stars. Was like I'm getting rid of all the stuff in my life.
Did the cow tell you to do
that?
No, the cow did not tell me to do that. The ghosts of the natives in the hills told me to do that.
Oh, okay.
Well, the squirrel definitely wouldn't have told you to do that.
I didn't see any squirrels.
Did you see any coyotes?
I did see a coyote, yeah.
Did he make eye contact
with you? No, I was driving by.
Is that a bad omen?
I once had a coyote that followed me around and kept making eye contact.
Ooh, that's kind of creepy.
No, this was he gets a coyote, I get a freaking cow. Yeah, that ought to tell you something.
I mean, I was in the desert. I was in the mountains, so it makes more sense.
Maybe his really was a cow, farm. But he had done something like you did, and
if there was a cow like standing like on the edge of a cliff in New Mexico, that would be really weird.
But somehow, brr, comes out as two iron.
Okay, well,
don't ask me how.
How was the shot? Did you hit it flush?
I hit it really well. Actually.
Well, there you go.
But I pulled it a little right, but it was just right alongside the green. So,
but you said it was like a weird side hill lie, right? Or you didn't have it wasn't a flat lie.
No, that one was fine. The other one was, and it was while I was commentating on myself, I was telling myself to hit it off the hill because it would bounce another 40 yards down if you hit it the right spot, and so. I hit it off the hill, and it did exactly that. And it's like, wow, I think that's the first time in my life a shot has done exactly what you thought it would do. Yeah.
So I know you guys probably talked about this, but whatever it was on hole 8, 9, 10, 11, I mean, I kind of thought he was going to do it.
Honestly, I watched a little bit of it Saturday when I was in the airport.
Did it make you nervous?
Why?
As a non-Tiger guy?
I'm not a non-Tiger guy.
But you're a guy who's been on record as Tiger will never win another major.
Yeah, so that part I was a little... No, I wasn't worried. Actually, when I saw he was tied for the lead, I flipped over and started watching. knowing he would choke.
Okay.
And then he promptly lost three shots. So
yeah.
Maybe you were his bad luck charm, Fred.
No, I would love to see him win again because I'm one of those people, I don't watch golf anymore unless Tiger's in it. And I would love to be able to say, oh, I was wrong. You know,
so for me, I only watch golf when he's in it with like three holes left. So I didn't get to see everything. I saw the replay, though, of the hole where he had the lead and he like hit it off some people. And like one guy almost died, it looked like. And the other guy broke his phone and it was just a disaster. But it hit them and it gave him a better lie than it would have given him had it not hit them. And I was like, oh, man, this guy might do it. And then he made some shot that he probably would have made easily 10 years ago, but this time it like rolled back and fell into the bunker, and it was like, oh, womp.
That's the end of that. Yeah.
No, I was glad. Actually, that whole leaderboard there with like four holes to play, where you had Spieth in there and him and Rory McIlroy was in the mix, and there's like seven guys that are within a stroke of each other. Okay, this is going to be a great finish, and then no.
I was shocked it didn't go to a playoff. Shocked.
But that Molinari guy, all he did was, like, at one point...
I never heard of that guy.
He was just a par machine.
For a while.
Yeah, he was just a par machine, man. He had, like, 13 pars in a row.
I don't like him.
He's foreign.
Because he's Italian?
Yeah.
No, I love, like, Chef Boyardee. I love, love a lot of Italian stuff.
He looks boring.
John's going to fact check this during the break, but Molinari, I think, is like climbed his way up to top 5 or 10 in the world.
But doesn't that sound
he's
like
that good?
But doesn't that sound like a wine? I think I'll enjoy a fine Molinari tonight.
It does. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Or like some fancy cocktail.
Yeah. I'm sure Mrs. Molinari enjoyed it.
She's happy. Yeah. She is a happy woman today. That's probably a $2 million payday and all kinds of Italian endorsements to come.
Yeah, but it's $2 million from the British Open, which means it's like $1 million in real money.
Probably even less with their taxes, yeah.
I remember reading somewhere where Phil Mickelson 1 year won the Irish Open, which I guess was a week before, and it was like $600,000, and by the time he got taxed there and in California, there was like almost nothing left. Silly. Sad.
I have a buddy in Germany, a brewmaster buddy, who's going through that. He's American, and he's like getting double taxed on all this stuff. American income and German, both ways. Don't ever go.
Don't ever go to Germany?
Yeah.
Well, I was planning on going.
Well, yeah, but you got to be... we're setting up a brewery there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's our post Carbach, post ESPN 97.5 plan.
That's right.
Yeah.
I need to go visit that, though.
So you'll be allowed to visit.
Yeah. You'll have your own chair with
you'll
a little
tab.
Name plane on the back. Yeah.
We'll get you a tab.
We'll take care of you, Fred.
So I've got people on the watching on the stream making fun of me for drinking from a flute.
Oh, as they should.
Yeah. That's kind of...
Oh, you put the flute on him, though. Be honest. We were going to put that on you, Eric.
Oh, I figured, yeah.
The flute was for Eric, but Eric thought it would be better if I drank from the flute, so I did. But you can't make fun of me for drinking from a champagne flute because that's the only other glass we had other than a coffee mug, and I felt like this would be better than a coffee mug for beer purposes.
Although the coffee mug would work for your milk stout.
And then Denny wants to know, will Carboctoberfest be a one-day or a weekend event?
Great question, Denny. So it's 4 weekends beginning middle of September. I don't have my calendar out, so don't ask me the exact weekend. And going into like the second weekend of October, and it goes Thursday through Sunday, and each of those weekends. Great live music. We have a special Carboctoberfest menu in the restaurant. Start training now. The funnest part of our Carboctoberfest celebration is the Stein hoisting competition. And yes,
where you
ladies,
hold it out for as long as you can.
Bingo. Okay. And yes, ladies, we do have a ladies competition. AJ, you know
guess
what?
Guess how I identify.
We should get you involved in this. I mean, you're kind of a strapping burly lad.
I am a strapping burly lad, but I also have like a torn labrum, rotator cuff, and biceps tendon in my right arm. Like my.
So maybe you go lefty, and that evens it out. Take on AJ. We do this for some kind of
like hulked out dudes who will definitely dominate me if I'm lefty.
AJ, you should know enough. Hulk is only part of it. Technique is everything, right?
Is that true?
It's totally true.
I don't feel like the Stein hoisting competitions are about heart. Like, how long can you hang in?
That is obviously the most important thing.
I don't know. Maybe I'll try it.
Let's try it. Let's get you out
there.
We're going to try. I'm going to talk to DG about this. Of course, that means it'll happen in 2019.
Tell him. Molinari is the son of Al from Happy Days. Is that true?
Like, for real? Or that they're saying he...
That's what David said. I hope that's true.
That would be awesome.
Then he's my new second favorite golfer.
Because I only remember Al from the Weezer video.
I can't believe that's true.
No. I can't believe it's not butter.
He has a brother, too. I forget what his brother name is, but there's another Molinari, and they're both on the tour. The other brother, it's kind of like Serena and Venus, but they're not as good.
Sounds like something. Molinari sounds like something you would order at Olive Garden.
Yeah.
You know, it's like linguine Molinari.
Would you like to add chicken to that?
For $3 extra? Are you kidding me? No, I'm going to get full on breadsticks and cheap out on this meal. Of course. That's Eric Warner from Carbock. Thanks for coming in, man, as always.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Looking forward to it, as always.
Brother.
Cheers.
I'll say what I say at the end of every segment we have with you. I need you to come fix my kegerator.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right. August is good. September's bad. So we got to do it
like that. We got to do it in August. All right. It has to happen in August.
It's going to happen.
All right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Mondays are always cool when Eric's here.
It brings beer.
Doesn't feel like Monday.
Obviously.
Listen for your chance to win in the name game where we call two names, and if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a pair of tickets to see Nightbird in concert. Nightbird is a Fleetwood Mac tribute band. They'll take the stage in the concert hall at House of Blues on Saturday, August 11th. Doors open at 7 p.m. The Usual Suspects gave away today's prize to Brian, since he was the first caller. Congratulations.
Brian will go and try to break the chain.
Yeah. Or try to sleep with whoever is playing the role of... Never mind. Congratulations, Brian. Adam, you were the loser. Did they really go with Brian Adam? Really? Really? That's what they did?
Didn't Brian Adams like shove some dude at his concert, and now he's like, oh, I'm a drunk. I need help. Yeah, he's an outlaw.
Best years of our lives.
Little did we know.
All right, do we have a dumbass report?
Yeah, are we doing that now? We got thrown off by a segment, right?
Yeah, but it's the last segment.
I mean, I guess so. Let's start with a man in Ohio who was about to miss his flight. Not good. He's stuck in Cincinnati, which, by the way, the Cincinnati airport, little known fact, it's like the Northern Kentucky airport.
Yeah.
So if you're in Cincinnati's airport, you're trying to get out of it.
Yeah, you're better off flying into Louisville and driving.
Right, because if, like, okay, you miss your flight, you're going to have to catch the first flight out tomorrow, there's a good chance that Deliverance 2 happens right then. So he didn't want to miss his flight. Now he's got 4 months in prison, and he's going to be ordered to pay a fine. You want to guess why? Well, worried he's going to miss his flight, he called in a bomb threat.
Oh, come on.
Yep.
That's a bad move. Okay, you don't call in bomb threats. You don't make bomb threats. You don't declare jihad on airlines. Learn that the hard way via Twitter. Don't do those things.
Yeah, it's, that's, we're going to go with... bad move. The
Not
original
wise,
flight
guys.
Ended up being canceled because of the threat, and he was placed on another flight for Dallas less than 2 hours later. He had to pay $7,700 in restitution for the canceled flight. After his release, he's going to be on probation for 3 years. So 4 months in prison, $7,700 fine, 3 years probation, all because he didn't want to spend a night in Northern Kentucky.
Well, at least he didn't get deliveranced. There's that. I mean, although he may in prison now.
Guess what's coming in prison?
Yeah, maybe more than once.
Yeah, that's going to happen,
You got
bro.
A pretty little mouth. Yeah, you might as well have taken it the one time. That would have been the better
move. That's called getting it out of the way.
Yeah.
And not taking it for four straight months.
You can just forget about it, yeah.
I see so many of these stories about people who want to take a picture with a lion.
Oh, no.
Or
no.
A silverback gorilla. And then those wild animals, they do this thing where they act like wild animals. And they're like, hey, human, why are you touching me? I'm going to F you up. A woman was mauled like a rag doll by a lion after she went into its enclosure to pose for a photograph.
I'm team lion in that situation every
time. This is your girl, though. Olga Solomina visited the Tagan Safari Park in Crimea, Ukraine.
She sounds like a sexy piece of lion meat.
She's almost an amputee Russian. You love those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's like that's your dream.
Okay, so the lion made her worthy of me.
She knelt down next to the animal for the picture, but it suddenly grabbed her arm and dragged her away after she stroked its mane. It
really?
Launched a vicious attack, and Olga was just inches away from death, but was luckily saved by zoo director Oleg Zubkov.
Zubkov.
She now claims Mr. Zubkov refused to let her call an ambulance and had her treated by the zoo vet, giving her cognac instead of an anesthetic. And saying the attack happened because she was drunk.
Well, I'm going to go with Team Zoo here.
I'm just going to say, if you weren't drunk, why were you in the lion enclosure?
Yeah, Olga.
There's no answer for that. You should have been drunk. Many people had flocked to the zoo after its owner made headlines around the world using his slipper to throw it at the dominant lion when he spotted it bullying a young lioness.
Lion bullying is a real problem.
In Crimea, Ukraine.
Yeah, it must be stopped in our lifetime.
Olga, who is from Russia, was eventually saved when Mr. Zubov put her in a car and drove her to the zoo offices. He'd covered Miss Salamina's badly injured arm with a towel and said, he asked me not to call the police or an ambulance, saying my injuries were not dangerous. At his office, his secretary treated my lacerations with hydrogen peroxide, then a vet came. He injected me with lidocaine and stitched the wounds. Instead of anesthetizing me, they gave me a bottle of cognac. They did not give me any antibiotics. Doctors later diagnosed her with a serious infection caused from the bite.
Has she ever seen mob movies? The vets always do the work on the humans.
Yeah, that's the move, because they don't need it. You don't
Russian
have to check
mafia.
In.
What's the big deal?
At the moment, it's still not clear if she will regain full usage of her arm. I mean, at the end of the day...
You went in there.
Yeah.
I have no sympathy.
Unless the zoo master threw you in the enclosure, you're the dummy here. I can't feel bad for you. I can't blame anyone but you.
Was it Goodfellas? It's like, they must really feed people to lions down there. Yeah. Sorry. Obscure movie reference.
McDonald's story here. A 13-year-old boy... I'm going to read this story word for word because it comes out of England, where they call French fries chips.
Yeah, I hate that. My in-laws do that.
So stupid.
Because, like, the Canadians are basically half English.
Half
like,
French.
Yeah, we're having chips. I'm like, what the hell? Those aren't chips. Those are French fries.
They don't admit.
No.
That France is their daddy.
Yeah, but especially when it comes to the World Cup, by the way.
Boom.
Points for Falcons. Yes, thank you.
I can't wait to go to Vegas and party.
Oh, dude, we are so going to spend every penny of that.
A 13-year-old boy was charged with assault after he fired a McDonald's chip through a straw and it hit a woman's face. This was in Hammersmith, West London. The teenager can't be named for legal reasons. He allegedly used a straw to launch the chip at a woman's head. This then sparked a bust-up between three of his friends and four young women, which spilled outside. I don't know what a bust-up is, but it sounds like it's British for orgy.
British for dust-up is what it is.
Oh, I thought it was like...
Yeah.
The boy was then arrested.
No, they've got a very different phrase for that, but never mind.
The boy was then arrested despite his mother claiming he was aiming the chip at his friend. After 4 months of prosecutors building up the case, it was dropped when he accepted a police caution.
4 months?
Yeah.
4 months they build a case where a guy shoots a French fry through a straw?
A 13-year-old shoots a French fry through a straw.
Come on.
His friends, who are all age 13, were also charged. One pleaded guilty. One was handed a caution, and another is awaiting a trial. The boy's mother said the whole case was a waste of time, as her son had actually thrown the straw wrapper at a friend. It's ridiculous. I tried to put a chip in a McDonald's straw. It doesn't fit.
Well, it depends on the chip, you know. Some are bigger than others. I mean,
The case comes after a man in the U.S. demanded McDonald's workers pay for a replacement watch after he broke it in their restaurant. A video of him has gone viral, showed him shouting at a female customer with a young child and telling her to mind her own business before launching into a furious rant at a McDonald's employee. So a lot of McDonald's drama going on these days.
Yeah, don't go after McDonald's employees. Don't go after airlines.
That's it.
I think that's the moral.
That's the code.
I you know what? I've learned to be really respectful to airline personnel, even when they're being dickweeds, just because. Because
you're a gentleman.
I'm trying to be a much more centered, you know, more human. Zen dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
And be nice to people all the time.
Hey, do you want to say something to wrap up the show so I can read a commercial about Bill Advisor?
Just happy to be back. Thanks to Eric for coming in.
Yep. Thanks to you for bringing beer.
Love the Blitzers and happy to be back. And we'll figure out some way to get you guys tickets tomorrow for those of you who listen a lot. So I'll have a plan by then. Until then, stay sportsy, bitches.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Bill Advisor. We've been talking about these guys for a while. And if you – listen, if you're at a point in your life where – you don't even need any more money, don't listen to the rest of this commercial. That's okay. If you're like, I got enough money, I'll just pay too much on all my bills. Okay, good for you. If you're not that guy, Bill Advisor can help you out. If you've got cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance, you're paying too much. You got a great introductory rate, but your bill's gone up. Bill Advisor is going to work directly with your providers. They're going to reduce your monthly rates, not lower your service, just your bill. They've got the $300 challenge going on. If they don't save you $300, you're going to get every penny of your $12.99 back. Start the savings right now. Simple. Text the word GO to 232323. Your personal Bill Advisor is going to get your information and start working for you. One more time, text GO to 232323 or go to billadvisor.com and click Start Saving.